Welcome to the Greenbrier, Arkansas News for the week of March 12th, 2018. This is a news podcast by the people and for the people of Greenbrier, Arkansas. Hello, and my name is Scott Harmon. So if you own a local business or you're a leader of a Greenbrier organization, you're invited to contribute to this news podcast. So it's a free way to advertise your business or your organization. All you have to do is email greenbrierpodcast@gmail.com for more information. And now let's get to the news for Greenbrier, Arkansas this week. Get ready for the spring cleanup in Greenbrier from April 9th through the 13th. It's going to happen on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. So this is going to happen at 40 Mountain Drive in Greenbrier. If you live in the city limits and you have a current water bill and a photo ID, you can bring all kinds of junk in there. They will not accept tires, batteries, paint, Freon, or construction materials. So you know what I have that I need to get rid of? A couple of old TVs, those big tube TVs. I'm taking those over there. Now, if you live outside the city limits and you have a current water bill and a photo ID, you can purchase a $20 permit at City Hall. Still the restrictions, no tires, batteries, paint, Freon, or any construction material. So that's April 9th through the 13th at 40 Mountain Drive. So get ready for that. Get rid of all your old junk. I know this one's a little far out, but we're going to have Briarfest on May 25th through May 27th, 2018. If you want more information about Briarfest, go to briarfest.com for more details. Just want to get that out there because Briarfest is super fun. Now, right here, this is a segment that your business or your organization could contribute news of what's going on in our city of Greenbrier. So if you're a business, if you own a business or you're a leader of an organization here in Greenbrier, email greenbrierpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know a little bit about your business or organization, and then it's free promotion of your business. All you have to do is contribute a little bit of news about what you know is going on in Greenbrier, and then you can do a little bit of free advertising. So again, email greenbrierpodcast@gmail.com if you want to contribute to this podcast. On March 30th, there's going to be a community egg hunt hosted by the Greenbrier Nazarene Church. This is going to happen at Greenbrier Eastside Elementary, March 30th, which is Friday. It's going to happen from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., so don't miss out on that. All right, the Greenbrier Police have a notice. If you're in Greenbrier or live around Greenbrier, if anyone comes to your door offering to spray sealer or to fill cracks in your asphalt driveway, the Greenbrier Police is saying, be advised, this is a scam, and please report that to the Greenbrier Police as soon as possible. So here's a shout out to M's. This is a yellow snow cone truck out in front of Tires for Less, kind of across from Sonic. They serve coffee. I want you to frequent there because Greenbrier needs a coffee shop, and this is a great way for them to get off the ground and hopefully have a coffee shop in the future. So it's M's. It's in a snow cone truck because they sell snow cones in the summer also. So support that local business right there at the Tires for Less parking lot. And did I mention they have really good coffee? All right. So a little bird told me that the Cash Saver that has been vacant for quite a while is going to have a new tenant. I might know who it is, but I'm not going to say it right now. But if you have any information on that, of who's going into the Cash Saver, email me, greenbrierpodcast@gmail.com, so I can get the word out. Have you been to the Community Event Center? So it has an elevated track upstairs you can walk around every day, Monday through Friday, from 6 to 9 on Saturday, from 8 to 5. It's a great way to get some exercise. It's a padded track, and then downstairs they have full court basketball courts. So check that out. It's right there in the heart of town behind the courthouse and the library. And best of all, it's free. A little update on Steak and Shake Steak Burgers. Apparently, they're going to break ground here this spring. I don't have a specific time. If you do, email me, greenbrierpodcast@gmail.com. But apparently, it's still coming. Steak and Shake Steak Burgers. Mmm, yum. Apparently, we're getting a new Mexican restaurant in the shopping center that is across Highway 65 from Fred's. So it's in that same complex where Domino's Pizza is also, and it's going in where Sawbucks used to be. That's all I have for this week. The Greenbrier Podcast News is a community project of curated and crowdsourced news by the people and for the people of Greenbrier. So currently, we're only accepting news and announcements from local businesses and organizations. So if you own a business or you're a leader in an organization, this is a great way, and it's free, to inform our community about yourself. All you have to do is be willing to share what you know about what's going on in Greenbrier. If you have news or if you have questions about this project, email greenbrierpodcast@gmail.com. Greenbrier Pod News is curated and created by Scott Harmon. I'm the owner of Therapy for Kids in Greenbrier. Therapy for Kids provides speech therapy, occupational therapy, and physical therapy to, you guessed it, kids. Check out therapyforkids.net. That's the numeral four, therapy, the numeral four, kids.net, to see how we can help your child succeed in life and in school. Thank you for listening.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.